Today, I'm going to jump in and I'm going to talk about the witch trials. And I'm possibly going to do an episode on just witches in general. It's pretty interesting because it wasn't just in Salem where people were like, I know her. The bitch is a witch. It was a long history of people being called a witch and or werewolf and being prosecuted, and their test to get out of it was hell. Like, the witches would used to be thrown into a river with something tied to them. And if they drowned, then they're human, and then if they escaped, then they get to come back up to the shore and then be burnt to death. So that's two of the least cruel ways to go. It's drowning and burning to death. It was like, oh, this bitch escaped the river that we tossed her from. She is a witch. Let's burn her. But today, we're going to hear from sponsors, do the intro. I'm honestly going to take like a pause and puff on this Bleezy that I got straight from the farm. And then I'm going to get into the modern day witch hunt, also known as cancel culture. So tune in. This is just going to be a fun random rant on the modern day witch hunt. I know I made one episode before where I had said something about, oh shit, I can't remember exactly what it was that I had said, but basically, the witch hunt, the modern day witch hunt that we have going on today, it's the cancel culture cunts, and I had the episode in mind where I had just done some stupid, they're not even episodes, this little clip that I post, whatever, it was a thing of cancel culture going after Eminem, and all this shit doesn't ever last long for anyone that's successful. They're going after all these people, it's just so they can get clicks, so they're using all these big names. Latest victim of all this is Chappelle. I know, on one of my very first episodes I talked about Chappelle, but now they're wanting to cancel him again because of his latest special that's on Netflix. And they're also wanting to cancel Netflix. And it's these cancel culture people are really, like, they're taking David and Goliath very serious. And I don't think the internet being their slingshot is enough just to take down these people. And Chappelle said it on The Closer, the newest Netflix special. He said, they said something about Twitter, and he said, yeah, that shit don't exist. I mean, it's up in thin air. It's not real. And cancel culture is basically modern day witch hunt. And it seems like the witches are comedians for the most part. I mean, I know other people have been brought up and canceled, and, you know, the whole Me Too movement, I get it, the whole women speaking up and everything, but it shouldn't have taken that long for everyone to talk up. It's like, in class, finally someone raised their hand, and then all of a sudden everyone wanted to raise their hand. And yeah, so when cancel culture couldn't go after lower level comedians, you know, they're trying to go after higher level ones all the time. I think that the leader behind it all is probably a losing contestant from Fear Factor, because it seems like a lot of the culture-y, the cult, the cancel cult cunts, whatever you want to call them. It seems like a lot of what they seem to be targeting online is the Joe Rogan experience, or they're going after people associated with Joe Rogan, or maybe it's just because comedians say fucked up stuff and their job is to make people laugh, and people laugh about fucked up stuff. But, you know, the Me Too movement was, I get all the women speaking up, but they could have also spoken up at earlier times. And the people knew that what was going on. They probably didn't speak up because they were probably on. Sorry, glitch in the system. But they were probably on Epstein's charter list of the people who didn't want to say anything. So that's probably why none of those people spoke up. And just to, you know, go off of that comment of the Epstein thing is the week that all of that happened and he killed himself, allegedly, the media has ran his story like a few times, but then the story that came up after that was about Saturday Night Live's newest cast member who was fired from Saturday Night Live because of him saying a racist term on one of his podcasts. And he was sitting around with his friend on his podcast, just talking about whatever, and said one of the racial slurs. Dropped one of the bombs that you're not supposed to drop. I think it was the G-bomb or something like that. But, yeah, he dropped one of those bombs, and the news basically just ran that story for a while. And the media kept doing that, and cancel culture kept saying that it was, you know, he was a racist and they couldn't believe that Saturday Night Live did it, and Saturday Night Live had to come out and do like an apology, and all these apologies are all very corporate, they're all very written out, so, I mean, it's just people saving face, and now Shane Gillis has the, it's in the top three, I believe, YouTube stand-up specials, and so that means that he's, like, he owns all of that, so, you know, and it's not like, whatever Netflix or Comedy Central or HBO buys your specials that, you know, you don't get to keep those, it goes into the whole, they own your rights to it. YouTube, you know, the independent artist owns the stuff. It's just like cancel culture trying to go after Tom McDonald. And it, you can't whenever he makes his beats, he owns the masters. Like, he's 100% independent artist. You can't cancel someone who's doing all their own shit. Then just like, I mean, they're going after, like I said earlier, they're going after Rogan a lot in news and stuff like that. And you can't really touch the guy whenever, like, everyone's just using stuff for clickbait. And most people are aware of it, I guess, but it's just really weird. And then you got the issue of Tony Hinchcliffe, and I don't know if he dropped the hard G-bomb. But, I mean, it didn't hurt his career at all. And the most people say that they're not really affected by it. And cancel culture is just really seeming like, you know, they're trying to burn people down whenever they can't do anything. And they're also, they're able to do it because they live here and they're able to say their opinion about how they're offended. Well, the other people could make their offensive comments. There's a time and place for it, but I mean, if you're at a fucking comedy show, then that's the time and place. So, it's a good thing that we don't have lynchings these days or being burned at the stakes, because a lot of the best artists would end up being lynched or burnt at the stake or drowned. So, that is the modern day Salem witch hunt. There's plenty of other cool cats involved in it, and there's some people who are just pieces of shit and should be canceled, but for the most part, it's people online going after whoever they think. They want to cancel Tim Dillon because he's mean. There's 2 billion other fucking things to listen to. Don't listen to him then. My feelings got hurt because he said a word. All these damn words, man. Verbal warfare going on. Jumping through the space-time continuum. You say a word and it goes into thin air, into your phone, through a satellite, through thin air, into someone's earbud, and then punches their feeling receptor of their brain. And then they have to go online and do some shit about it. It's crazy. Dumbass. 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 Dumbass.